This island has some of the best views of San Francisco Bay and the city itself, yet most people didn't want to live here. In fact, some couldn't bear the thought of such a pretty scene to be had. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Before Alcatraz was a federal penitentiary, it was a military prison. But with the Depression years of the 1930s, there was a change in the type of prisoner this country needed to house.
As their need for prisoners was decreasing, the Department of Justice's need was increasing because of the spike in crime created by Prohibition. So in 1934, the Army sold the island for a dollar to the Justice Department.
George DeGarian shares the story from Alcatraz, which is today a part of the National Park System. Over nearly three decades, the nation's most infamous criminals were sent here.
We had people like Al Capone, Floyd Hamilton, the driver for Bonnie and Clyde. We had George Machine Gun Kelly, Alvin Creepy Carpus. Later on in the 50s, we had Mickey Cohen, gangsters of those years, and of course, Robert Stroud.
Stroud was better known as the Birdman of Alcatraz. No matter who you were on the outside, The Rock, as it's known, was determined to break a man on the inside.
They wanted to show that we were going to put those guys in a super prison, a place they couldn't bribe themselves out of. None of that was going to happen in Alcatraz.
Ironically, this island and some of its cells have beautiful views of the bay and city. Some prisoners wanted to see what they were missing, while others could not bear the thought.
You either wanted a cell from which you could see San Francisco, or you did not want that cell. Some people absolutely did not want to hear party ships going by and champagne glasses tinkling. Those things were things that they were not going to get for a good long time.
Alcatraz closed as a prison in 1963. Today, it is open to visitors to tour the cells where the nation's most notorious criminals made their home. Traveling the countryside in San Francisco, California, I'm Andrew McRae.